Hi everyone, welcome to Project Mindy. I recap Mindy Kaling shows like The Mindy Project, Never Have I Ever, and The Sex Lives of College Girls, along with some other fun pop culture. Thanks for listening. Hi everyone, welcome to Project Mindy, a podcast about the work of Mindy Kaling and pop culture. Today, I'm joined by my friend Kalindi from the Housewives Heretics podcast, and we're talking about The Mindy Project, Season 1, Episode 2, Triathlon. Thanks for coming on, Kalindi.
Thanks for having me back. Hi, everyone.
Hi. We have not talked about The Mindy Project in a while.
Yeah.
No. It's weird that we talked about it a lot, and then we took a really long break because of other shows, and now we're back to it. And I'm
we're like Dorinda on pause.
Yeah, I'm drunk all the time, so
blackout drunk in a mansion by yourself,
screaming at everyone. So then I'm watching this, and I'm like, wait, how long have Mindy and Casey been together? And I don't know how long. A couple months.
Yeah, I feel like not that long.
Long
for Mindy, not long for real life.
I can't remember your feelings on Casey. This version of Casey, Pastor Casey, not DJ Casey or whatever.
not into it.
Yeah, okay, good.
I love Anders Holmes. I live for workaholics, but this guy's a bitch.
I don't find him attractive, and like, I love white guys, but I don't know, like, he just
I think if you saw him in person you would be attracted to him because he's tall.
No, I mean, I can tell he is an attractive person, but like, for some reason, as Casey, I don't know what it is, I'm just like, you've dated so many like cute guys
because his personality sucks.
Okay, good. That I'm glad it's not just me.
He like negs her, I feel like.
I feel like in the last few episodes there have been so many weight jokes, it's like unbelievable.
Yeah, I would set him on fire and
send him to hell.
Yeah, send him straight to hell.
Did we figure out what denomination he is, or if he has said it?
I'm gonna guess Episcopalian.
Okay. Are you Episcopalian?
No.
Okay. Would you know what they're all... Wait, does he wear a collar thing?
And that's why I think he's Episcopalian. Because I would just say, like, generic Christian, like, Protestant, you know. But they're a little more formal, but way more chill than Catholic people.
Yeah. And he doesn't wear it all the time, does he?
I think just during sermon. I mean, it's not like... when you're a cat, like a being a pope or a priest, you know, where you live the lifestyle pretty much all the time.
So Danny's ex-wife shows up in the beginning of the episode, played by, okay, I never knew how to pronounce her last name. So is it Chloe Sevigny? Like what?
I think the second one-ish. I don't know. You know, I don't know how to say anything.
Well, I'm, like, I always, you know, see her name, like, in writing. And in my head, I'm always like, how do you say that? Yeah.
What is that? And she's a great actress, so.
So good.
Snaps to you, Chloe. We just call in and tell us how to say your name, and we'll get it right next week.
I vaguely remembered Morgan sending the letter, but I'm kind of surprised. I guess I'm not surprised there was a callback, but I was also, for a second, I was like, wait, what? When they brought up that Morgan sent the letter.
Yeah, I think, you know, especially these early seasons, everything is kind of just like throw to the wall and see what sticks. And so as the story develops, they're like, oh, okay, yeah, we'll take that one.
And then something else we'll just totally ignore.
Yeah.
So everyone's really excited to see her because they know Danny hates her, but they don't know anything about her. And I was with Mindy. I would have thought she had dark hair.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Because Danny's super Italian and Catholic. So I would expect him to be with like a Jersey girl, like Dolo, Tree, you know.
don't talk about my family.
Exactly.
She's definitely the opposite. Okay. Do you watch Gilmore Girls?
Of course.
Do you remember Rachel, Luke's ex-girlfriend?
Yes.
Wasn't she, okay, is Christina a photographer?
Yes.
So she's like a photographer, artsy, Luke's very grumpy, just like Danny.
Yeah, that's so true.
So I see it.
Yeah, that's so, yeah, that's a really good comparison because I would never think to compare the two.
Yeah, well, they're all just, you know. Oh, there was some other, there's a line, I think, in the next episode where it reminded me so much of The Office. I'm just picturing the writers, like,
yes,
thinking of that. Okay. I thought it was interesting that she was like, oh, yeah, Danny used to call my breasts plums.
Like, so weird.
Yeah, it just seems weird.
But Danny's really weird. And I think we're starting to see how quirky he is instead of all of the just serious anger. You know, we're seeing that he's just a weirdo. And that's why we want him and Mindy together.
And he wouldn't clash so much with Mindy if he wasn't quirky like she is also.
Right.
Did you think it was fair for Morgan to be fired for sending the letter?
No fraud is a federal offense. Yes. I mean, it's so hard because, you know, real life is so different than yeah. TV because they're so close and somehow they're always together, even though they're not supposed to be friends. You know, it's like yeah. a weird dynamic. But I feel like if that happened in real life, absolutely, I would want that person to be fired.
The other plot in this episode is the triathlon, which, like, yes, I get it, because you had to introduce the DeLaurier thing. But it was kind of random. I was like, when is this triathlon happening? And then all of a sudden it was happening. And I was like, what day is it?
And is Mindy going to get there? What is going on?
How too small many storylines. Where are they going from?
Seriously. Like, New York is not easy to get around.
And, like, normally they show, like, you know, they show, like, her running and not being able to get a cab and the subway. And this episode was just like, nope.
She just, like, I dream a genius herself and bam.
And then she's just there. So, I get it. Are you a, okay, has your, any place you ever worked made you do, like, a physical thing like this?
No, never.
Yeah.
No.
Could you even ask that?
I mean, you can take volunteers. It's not like a requirement, but you can always, you know, just like how a lot of people or workplaces have softball leagues or kickball leagues and all that stuff for bonding. And yeah.
It seemed like Danny was like, they had to do it.
Well, Danny is way different. And they're all partners. You know, it's a different true. Dynamic. But I think it was just more like, and like I said, the lines are so blurred from coworker to friend in the show that I don't think it's like actually your boss telling you.
Yeah, you're equal.
Yeah.
So Mindy is being trained by Casey for this, or are they just normal working out with like the island of Manhattan next to them?
Yeah, I think they're supposed to be just, he's helping her work out.
Oh, because she's so fat, right?
Yeah, exactly. Drinking sangria from her workout bottle.
Oh, was that one of the things he says? He's very creative with all his insults.
No, that's what she was drinking. Oh. Sangria from her water bottle.
I was just thinking of the pancake thing.
Oof.
Did it come up? I thought it came up in the first episode they met that she wasn't Christian. And then he was like, it doesn't matter. Or am I making that up?
Yeah, no, it definitely came up because I don't think she knew he was a priest right away.
Right.
So, yeah, it for sure was known. And remember, she came to church with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But is it he's just bringing it up because they're getting more serious?
Yeah.
And then he was like, do you want to spend forever in heaven together with Abe Lincoln and Tupac? And I was like, okay.
That's a stretch, babe. You need to work out those calves more because you're gonna pull a muscle from that reach.
Yes, exactly. But the thing is, I might find it charming coming from someone else, but not him.
I don't know if I would buy it from anyone. No.
Okay, so I have to put in a little plug for my sort of religion in that Hinduism, if you are married to someone, you, I don't know what they call it, but like in the marriage ceremony, you walk around a fire 7 times and it symbolizes that you'll be together for 7 lifetimes. Mm-hmm. So, you know. That's a pretty long time also, Casey.
Yeah. So wait, so if only one of you is religious, though, like, do you vouch for the other one or do you both, like, it's bad?
There's basically, like, no conversion process as far as I know. And no one really understands what the priest is saying while they're chanting whatever during anything as far as I know. So, like, my husband wasn't raised Hindu. And but he's not religious. My mom was like, oh, is he gonna be okay, you know,
will he spontaneously burst into flames around this skip around the fire?
But I mean, he did skip around the fire and there was no like baptism or anything.
Yeah. Okay.
But okay, so Casey believes that you have to be Christian to be in heaven.
Yes, you have to be saved to go to heaven.
So that means that let's say you marry someone who's like an atheist.
They go to hell.
They go to hell. It's not an option.
Yeah, they go to hell.
Well, then I don't get like how can anyone not marry – if you're marrying a Christian, how could you not marry a Christian? Because then you would think they're going to hell.
I think that you just like – well, my husband is actually agnostic. And so I think you just – hope that they'll like buy into it by the time they die.
Okay, well, you got some years then.
You pray for guidance. At least I'll have my grandparents in heaven with me.
Yeah. I mean, by then you might want to break anyways, so
I'm just kidding. Yeah.
So my husband went to Catholic school though, and I'm always always trying to, it's just because in the city the public schools are terrible, so a lot of people go to parochial schools, but he said only like 50% of his school mates were Catholic.
My husband was confirmed in the Catholic church, like he went through all of that, so yeah, your husband could probably answer a lot of your questions too.
I always ask him questions, but I don't know if he doesn't know the answers or he thinks I'm kidding when I try to ask, so I don't know. Anyways, let's talk about racism. So this is the first episode that we see Tamara, and obviously it's hard for me to hear Tamara and not think of the most famous Tamara of all time.
Tamara!
I remember there always, I guess I didn't, no, I don't know. I mean, society has changed, so I don't think I noticed all the stereotypes they put on this character the first time around.
Yeah, not cute.
I don't know. Does it ever get better?
And see, this is what's so hard for me is because obviously we watched it in the original time. Right. So you already have this tie to it and this love for it. And we love everything Mindy writes. I understand her humor and I have a sick sense of humor too. And so it's hard for me to rewatch these shows, not Housewives. I can turn on them, but for these shows, it's hard for me not to feel the way I felt originally. Like there's never a time I will not root for Mindy and Danny, even though I think Danny's toxic.
Right.
So I don't remember. I just remember like the Morgan and Tamara of it all.
Yeah.
I don't really remember. And being so shocked that Ray Ron was white.
Yeah.
And it was Josh Peck.
So in this episode, she sings a lot and dances and I don't know. Apparently they find that really annoying.
I mean, I think it's because she sings everything and I do kind of live in a musical too. And I know it's very annoying. I even annoy myself. So I get that, I guess.
Would have been kind of interesting if they showed hiring a new nurse, but I don't know, they had to focus on the triathlon, so
yeah.
Danny is not reading Christina's letters. Wait, so maybe it she worked out this morning, so now she is talking to everyone. Mindy is talking to everyone about converting to Christianity. Is it the same day? I think it is.
Yeah.
And then Betsy tells Mindy, let's do Bible study together. And Mindy's like, oh, well, I can't go to your apartment because then I'd feel bad about how little we pay you. So they're going to do it at hers. And I feel like she's mentioned the how little we pay you before, right?
That is like a recurring joke that always makes me crazy. Because remember, the nurses eventually go on strike.
Yeah, I remember it with Morgan. And then we were always like, wait, he's a nurse. Mm-hmm. And then, so like, I guess like it's a little, like, I don't know, how much does a receptionist get?
Not much.
Yeah.
Not much at all. Like, I guess depending on which office, everyone call in and let us know. But I would guess not more than $12 an hour.
But is that supposed to be funny?
That's the joke that always rubs me wrong. Like, that's... I never, but I think it's just because I'm like all about the labor movement, you know.
Yeah.
I'm a psycho, so.
Okay, we'll let it go. Also,
won't let it go, but we will move on.
We will. Okay, that's better. We will bring it up the next time.
We will continue to sit in our rage, but we will talk about other things.
Like Mindy's yellow earrings and necklace in this scene looked so good on her.
Oh my god. Whoever styles her for the show, please call me. Like, please.
Oh, his name is Salvador Perez. Oh, he has an Instagram and he like posts on her thing. Like she talks about him a lot, even though I don't think he's like her current stylist. But basically, like, she talks about how like a lot of the outfits were custom made and stuff. Ugh,
dreams.
So good. Everything is so good on her. When do we find out Morgan is working with the midwives?
Right.
Just when the elevator opens.
Yeah, when the elevator opens. Yeah. Yeah. So right before that. Yeah. Because Danny's ripping up the letters and then they go to work out for the second time a day. And they open the elevator and Morgan's with the Delorious.
I never really thought Morgan was that, like, attractive. When they were all standing there in their, like, fancy tracksuits, I was kind of like, oh, okay.
A tracksuit can work for anyone.
They looked, you know, I don't know. Kind of did something for me. And was Morgan friends with them before?
No.
I kind of feel like maybe they like had they were like talk he they were like talking and Danny was like, stop being nice to them or something.
Yeah,
maybe I made it up.
I think, but like not like friends, you know, like I don't think they were close at all.
Do you think they noticed that Morgan was fired and like immediately approached him?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I think too, just to get revenge.
Or even if he like saw them in the elevator as he was leaving being fired with his surprise dog.
Did we knew that he had lots of dogs before this episode though, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so he's working for them and it's like a big betrayal, but we know, you know, something's gonna happen because we've seen the show.
Yeah.
Then Mindy is having her daily lunch at the pizza truck, and Christina gives her a letter, and Mindy says she doesn't want to get involved, but I was kind of surprised. It seems like something she would want to get involved with.
I think it's because she likes Danny.
Oh, now she likes him after the whole Santa Fe thing.
Yeah, and not even just likes him, like, more than a boyfriend. But, like, she cares about him. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I did not understand the construction workers coming up and...
being racist?
But I didn't understand that. Like, they were just trying to say because Mindy's, like, a dark-skinned woman? Yeah.
Yes. They were just being racially profiling her.
I just feel like that was a little like.
No, that happens.
For two women?
Yes, to anyone.
Oh, I guess I've been lucky.
Yeah, especially because Christina's like a hot blonde, you know?
True. I mean, she is like objectively attractive. Yeah. I love when they show Mindy's apartment. I always want to pause and just like try to see all the different types of decor.
Yeah, I literally was so obsessed with her orange curtains that I bought them for my bedroom, like back in the day.
Oh, did they
So
look
good.
good?
Yeah, but obviously they, like, I just feel like they weren't thick enough. Like, I should have gotten like a velvet orange curtain, you know. And I changed my bedspread since then, so.
Yeah.
But I would try it again. They're cute.
I noticed that she had like built-in bookshelves like on the sides of the hallways or like in a place that I didn't notice before.
Mm-hmm.
And did we ever figure out what the spiral staircase leads to?
I think nothing.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. Because, yeah, because we
they
don't
never know it. So.
Yeah. Is it there now or is it? They put
I want to say it was there and it had stuff on it.
Okay. I couldn't remember if they put that in after.
They're you know, pretty like quick. Later.
Yeah.
Like they didn't show it a ton. But I did notice that when Betsy was talking, there was a photo of, or not a photo, a painting of Black Jesus and White Jesus. Did Mindy buy those?
Probably for Bible study. And I also loved that Beverly listed all of her former cults, including Heaven's Gate.
What were they? They were the, what's the People's something?
Heaven's Gate?
Heaven's Gate, and then People's something. It's another famous one. And then she was listing them, and then she was like, I was this, normal, and then...
It reminded me of Creed.
Yes!
When he says, easier or more fun as a follower, make more money as a leader.
Do we think Betsy was also a leader and a follower?
100%.
Yeah. So they're doing the Bible study. Betsy tells the story of finding a receptionist job. I wonder why she moved to New York, though, because they make like an effort to show that she's like such a small town girl.
Living in a lonely world.
Yeah.
I think she's, you know, just living that dream.
But it's also the day of the triathlon. Is it a Sunday?
I don't think so, because you can do Bible study any day. Like, you usually have church on Sundays and Wednesday nights, and then you can do, like, a group friend Bible study any day.
Where was I? Oh, it's marathon, not triathlon day. But before that, Mindy goes to Casey's Sunday school?
Mm-hmm.
And she says that she can't convert.
She says, there's no way in hell she's converting.
Okay, I do not remember that.
Because the kids are like,
And then the kids are all really cute.
Yeah.
And then they say they want to be Hindu when she talks about elephants and magic and stuff. But I have to say, that's one of the things that, like, when I was a kid, I was like, I don't get it. So there's elephants and monkeys and, you know, people flying around. Because all I knew was, like, what basically like I saw on TV about the Bible, and I was like, those are people, like, why are there only supernatural stuff?
I think supernatural stuff is the coolest.
I didn't think it was cool. I was like, that's weird, why don't we just have normal people?
Yeah, I feel like it's like whatever you don't have is what you want, just like, yes, with your hair type, you know.
That is very kind of you. So and then does she just run out after that?
Yeah.
Because he's like, let's talk about it later, and she just leaves.
Mm-hmm.
So then there's the whole thing about the running. Danny wearing a Speedo, like, the whole time.
The whole time.
Not complaining or anything, but when they were swimming in, like, I don't know, the East or the Hudson, like, it's really cold.
Yeah, what time of year is this?
I don't think it's the middle of summer, and even then, it's still cold.
Ugh, maybe that's just part of the challenge with these psychos.
Well, but everyone else was wearing, like, a wetsuit type thing, even though he made fun of Brendan for it.
Yeah, maybe he's just hot-blooded Italian.
So angry. It's a lot of emotional pain.
Yes.
Did Jeremy even – I know they said Jeremy was, like – doing something, but I feel like mostly we just saw Danny running around.
Yeah. Jeremy was there allegedly, but
Triathlon is bike too, right?
Yeah, so maybe Jeremy was on the bike.
Okay.
Bike, swimming, running, right?
Yes. And then Danny's running against... Wait, did Mindy not end up competing?
No, because she ran there. And Danny's like, that's so impressive. That was like a 9-minute mile. And she's like, wow. And then she pukes.
Okay, I have an issue with the puking because... Ugh. It's just gross.
So bad.
And then, like, later she was like, oh, if you really loved me, you'd...
Yeah,
thank you.
I would drown myself in the Hudson.
Exactly. Like...
Why?
No.
That's when you need a crucifix.
Exactly.
The power of Christ, Christ compels you. Like, you are possessed if you think I'm going to kiss you with puke on your face.
And it doesn't mean the other person doesn't love you. It's just like, ugh.
I will love you from afar and hand you a Zofran.
What's Zofran?
It's like anti-nausea medicine that they give you in the...
Oh, like Dramamine?
Yeah, but it's like prescription.
Oh, okay.
It's a good good.
I think I might... Well, actually, I was car sick like briefly when I was a kid, but then it went away.
Yeah, no, it's like they give it to you like after surgery if you get nausea from anesthesia.
Oh.
Or like if you have really bad migraines, you can get prescribed for it. That kind of stuff.
But Mindy's thing is like she has like a stress puke thing, right?
Mindy has a lot of things.
Yeah. Okay, I think one of the reasons I don't like Casey, and this will come up in the next episode, is there's a lot of like bodily fluid things with him, which I just find gross in general. And I just feel like he just talks about it and just comes up a lot with him, and I don't like it.
Yeah, not a fan.
And then what is the deal with Brendan and Mindy? Because Brendan's like, oh, I'm going to make things right with Mindy. And I was like, did you guys have a problem? I thought they apologized and everything was fine.
Yeah. I mean, I think that they, you know, they probably filmed this out of order.
You know what? That makes sense. Yeah. So. Okay. That totally makes sense. So things are still weird, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Best part of the episode was Morgan running back and picking up Danny, who's like exhausted.
Yes. Yeah, because he did the swim and he had to take over Mindy's run with Mindy's shoes.
And
that would be convenient if you could fit into your partner's shoes.
Yeah, that would be great.
Like, I would live for that.
I like wearing men's, like, shoes. Like men's dress shoes also.
Yeah, they're cute.
Loafers.
Oh, I love a loafer. Oh, my God. And they have such cute ones now. And have you seen, you know, how I love the homecoming and the prom?
Yeah.
Have you seen how the boys wear, like, the bedazzled loafers now?
Well, like, the velvet with, like, a little bit of, like, a embellishment.
Yeah, no, but they'll be, like, fully studded.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. I'm like, can I borrow those?
Definitely the Cricket King would need to wear one of those.
Yes.
Morgan carries Danny over the finish line. Oh, okay. So then the whole time Brendan's thing is that he's like so zen and calm, but then he like flips out when Morgan does that.
Mm-hmm. Which makes Danny like him more.
Yeah. But then we don't see that side of him again, right?
I guess it's just a competitive thing.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Guys are weird.
I'm competitive as shit.
Do you like throw things when you lose?
Oh yeah.
Really?
I mean, not always. Like, if I go into it knowing that I'm not good, like, I'll be super laissez-faire. Like, oh, I'm glad you had a great time. But if it's something I really think I should win. For example, my Halloween decoration contest.
Oh, my God. Tell me about it.
If I lose, beware, everyone. Beware.
Wait, so it's, like, in your neighborhood?
Yeah, our whole neighborhood. And our builder is judging. There's this one guy that, like, literally builds an entire mausoleum. So he should definitely win. That's the only person that I'll take second to. But there's just the top three. And that's all I want. Top three. That's all.
Okay. I need you to give me some ideas because this is the first time I have a house where I can actually have to decorate.
Oh, my gosh.
So all I have is, I know you won't like this. It's like a fake pumpkin that you can plug in.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have a porch. That's the thing. It's just like steps.
Okay.
And also people steal stuff, so I have to be careful. And then
okay.
I have these pumpkin lights.
Cute.
And then I haven't gotten are you a good pumpkin carver?
No, my husband's very good at it.
Okay, I don't know what we're going to do because neither
of us is strong. We paint them.
Okay, painting. Okay.
Yeah, and the paint stays pretty well, like even through the rain and stuff. That's what we always do. So our Halloween theme is the underworld, and we have like a projector on our garage that looks like flames, and then down our driveway and like across the yard, we have like solar lights that look like flames, and then we have blue net lights on the grass, like to be like the river of souls. And then we have Matt's kayak on it and Charon, like the ferryman of the dead. And then it, like skull stakes through the water. And up in my upstairs window, I have like different light up ghosts to be the souls of the damned that are trapped. And on my fences, we have orange lights everywhere. I have Zeus. And with his lightning bolt, he's 7 foot on a light pole. And then I have Hades and Persephone on the porch, like, and Cerberus, surrounded by candles as their throne. And then I have Poseidon on the other side with his trident, because, you know, like, they're siblings. And then Hera's trying to climb on the boat.
I am speechless. You should definitely win. So, anyways, Morgan and Danny talk afterwards. And I was surprised that Danny was like, yeah, I should have sent the letter years ago.
Yeah, I think that he's exhausted, probably, and that took a lot of his rage down.
Good for that. How long has he been divorced? Do we know?
I feel like at least a year, right?
Yeah. I feel like it had been more. When he said years, though, I was like, wait, how long?
Like three.
Yeah. So still, it's still kind of fresh.
Yeah.
And then Mindy gives Danny the letter that Christina gave her, and he's like calm, and he's like, have a good time with Casey. And we see Christina getting into a cab saying, take me to JFK. But then Danny calls and they're going to go out for coffee.
Yeah.
I thought that at the end of this episode, Morgan would end up going back to work for them. And I didn't realize they were going to stretch it out.
Yeah, because they rehire him or ask him, but he says no. So
yeah. I mean, good for him.
Yeah, make that money.
So that was the episode. Why don't you tell everyone how to find your podcast?
You can listen to our podcast, Housewives Heretics, anywhere you podcast. We recap all of the old Housewives episodes starting from the very beginning. And right now we are on Orange County Season 2.
What is the big thing in season 2?
Family Van.
Family Van is season 2?
Yeah, episode 1. I thought so too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Guys, it really is iconic. We don't throw that word around.
Yeah, and this week actually is when Vicky surprises Michael at college.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Oh, with the tank stand. Yes. Oh, Michael.
Good moment.
Does the Mindy Project do a Halloween episode?
Yeah.
We should do that.
Oh my god, yes.
Well, anyways, everyone, you can find me on Instagram at Project Mindy. You can find this podcast on all listening platforms. Please rate and review. And yeah, I'll see you next time. Thanks, Kalindi.
Thanks.
Bye.